Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Games Corner. I've got something special for you. Hentai Labyrinth, which is another Alisoft game, released July the 12th, actually, a couple days before my birthday. I didn't even know about it, and it's in full English. Of course, the game's been out for a while in Japan, but now we have a full English localization by DLSite, of all people. No, this isn't Jast or Manga Gamer or Kagura or anything like that. This is DLSite doing their own version, weirdly. And, let's go ahead and get started, because I've never played this before. Now, this is published by Alisoft. It's not actually fully developed by them, but then, of course, I find out that the company, which is MYUCI or something, is actually, like, a small budget label for Alisoft for making, like, cheaper RPGs. So we'll see what this is like. Seems to have a bunch of interesting characters. When did this happen? I'm walking alone in a dark, misty forest. Okay. A cool, quiet forest without a sound. Sometimes I seem to hear a quiet breath in my ear. It is interrupted and mixed with a painful moan. It sounds like a woman's voice. Out in a small open space, I suddenly run into a woman pinned to a stone wall in the woods. She is clad in nothing but her underwear. She's either asleep or passed out. I recognize her face. Isn't she the girl? Back when I was in elementary school, there was a slightly older girl in my neighborhood. She used to play and study with me. Why is she here? That girl's a sinner, you know. A sinner? Some animals that seem to live in the forest have gathered around to watch. They're just staring at the girl. Yeah, they say she's a sinner. What is this? Why? She looks older than the girl I used to know, and her body is somehow mature and seductive. Gulp. My gulping echoes throughout the quiet forest, so to create a distraction. Hey, all of you, this isn't a freak show. Huh? What? What? Just go away, go! Ah! Ah! Oh, come on, you were giving her some naughty looks yourself. I wonder what he's planning to do after. What will he do? I'm sure he'll... Shut up! Get out of here! Ah! I won't do anything. I'll help her. Yes, just help her, of course. You're that girl, right? Do you remember me? We used to play together a lot. Yes, you are... I like to use their names on some of these, so, yeah. She definitely said my name. There's no doubt she's the girl. Well, first I should take these chains off, right? Oop. Yeah, please. I reach for the chains on her arms. Her breath and skin are close. My heart beats a little faster, pounding. I can't untie them. Ow, a little more gently. Oh, sorry. I can hear her breathing and feel her body heat. Even my own body feels warm. It's kind of strange. I look down and see a dull silver blade. Is that a sword? Why is it there? Can I do something with it? I crouch down and try to pick it up. Whoa, it's heavy. Ah, this is... I can't... Oof, how did this happen in the first place? Didn't you hear? That woman is a sinner. Well, that's what they were... Wait, what? It's a dog. He's about the size of a puppy, but he's standing upright on its hind legs. You're speaking like a human. What's going on? What, sin? What sin could you possibly... A shameful sin. What shameful sin? The dog pulls something out of his pocket. Is that a notebook? It's like a school notebook. What's he doing? Wait, you can't. Don't pick that up. The dog hands me the notebook. It's just an ordinary notebook. It's not like a forbidden book. I flip through the notebook. There are cute little letters all over it. It seems to be some sort of diary and notepad. The date is almost 10 years ago. Hmm? I see my name on the first page I turn to, so I read it quickly. A dream diary? What? I was in a dream and... pure white room with a sea of sheets all around. Kuda kissed me tenderly, and then we embraced each other tightly. The sea of sheets rises like raging waves, being fucked by Kuda forcibly over and over again. I close it, take a deep breath, and open it again. Hey, no, stop! Whatever she's saying, I can't hear it. In the next page, and the one after that, the scene changes, and I appear, and... every page is filled with brazen, embarrassing, shocking material. To top it off, the second half is an endless love poem. Oh, oh. I was reading through a storm of sentences, but I looked up to the notebook with a huff, and the girl seemed to be mortally wounded. This is your notebook, isn't it? Oh, that means that back in those days, you... this is an unspeakable, shameful sin. The dog takes the note quickly and puts it in his pocket. You, this... is this really... That was a long time ago. I was just a kid. But to me, you were an adult, always cheerful, healthy, athletic, smart, popular in the neighborhood. I admired you. I was a gloomy kid, always bullied everywhere. You brought me along with you. I was... that whole time you were writing this? I can't believe it, I'm shocked, but you were a romantic poet? Since you're the victim of this shameful crime, if you forgive her, she'll be released. If I forgive her, I see. I stare at the girl. I'm sorry. I can't bear the embarrassment, but she's blushing and apologizes in tears. For a moment, I feel a vague sense of dread. The surrounding fog, musky and strong with a lewd scent, swirls and flows. What should I do? The girl has a puzzled, bleeding look on her face. Sweat trickles down her chest. Fine, I forgive you. I managed to suppress my spite and say it. Woof, you're so kind. The chains come off and she slumps to the floor. Are you okay? Yes, thank you. Sure. The dog takes the chain around her neck and hands it to me. What? You should leave here for now. The fog is getting thicker. Okay, my girl, get up. You seem all right. Can you walk? Yes. Thank you. I'm fine. In the meantime, let's find some place where we can calm down, shall we? Yeah. Oh, I almost forgot. What happened? The girl picks up the silver sword from the ground and takes it in her hand very casually, as if it were only natural. I'm sorry. This is an important possession of mine. Yeah, we might be needing it soon. Important or not, why do you have it? Why would you need something like that? What the hell's going on here? You really are the girl, right? What? Of course I am. I'm... Momoko. That's what I thought. Well, anyway, I won't dig too deep into this for now. Yes, thank you. Woof. Let's get moving. Got a treasure. Okay. Well, something appeared. Mole, right? Watch out, it's a monster that crawled out of the depths. They're lawless things that will eat anything. That's a mole no matter how you look at it, but if you look closely, it's holding something dangerous. Whoa! The mole's face changed. It's looking at us with eyes wide open, like a ferocious beast that found its prey. I'm scared. He spotted us and is coming our way. What should we do? Can we kill it, dog? I have a refined taste. I don't eat mole. You know you'll have to use that sword to fight. The girl has to fight? The girl faces the approaching mole, calmly holding up her sword. Yes, you can do that? Yes, I've been doing this for a while. It's an ambush. When the enemy is defending, normal attacks won't damage it. Slap her butt to give her motivation, okay? And use lethal techniques consecutively to destroy the enemy. You can do it. In addition, you can throw stones to participate in attacks, use any items you obtain, or give orders to retreat if it's dangerous. Make the right choice for the situation and seize victory. You're quite impressive. I guess. I need you to explain something, dog. I mean, vicious moles popping up? What kind of place is this? Well, for now, let's focus on getting away from here. Another monster like the one before emerges through the fog. Another one? But if we find monsters, we'll be okay. I can fight. Well, I got your ass. I mean, your back. But I'll also spank your ass. Sure. Wolf, we must go. For now, let's get out of this fog and go somewhere where we can catch our breath, I guess. Yeah, let's do that. I wonder what's ahead. Oh, a treasure! Decayed amulet. Increases protection by one, even if it's decaying. I like this, how this is laid out. Ah! Wow, it's kinda easy. Oh, another treasure. Worn out shoes. Doesn't seem to do anything. Why are all the shoes I'm getting crap? Like, everything I got from these treasure chests was garbage. Alright. You have the dog too, which is weird. Creatures that are twitching on the map by clicking on them. If you don't like your opponent, you can also fight with the fight button, two swords button in the upper right corner. You can just fight the mouse if you want. A bad game, but I don't see any problems with it. It feels like an RPG to me, a dungeon crawling. You know, it's a labyrinth. It's like wizardry. Okay. See how that works. Gold. It's the same noises as Alisoft games. Oh, it's an old fashioned. Kind of old fashioned, but we've arrived at a place that looks like a Ryokan. Well, at least we're out of the fog. But dismiss the forest, the end waiting outside of it. What about it? You know what I think? Maybe I died. I mean, I woke up and I was here. What are you mumbling about? Can we go already? Or maybe it's a dream. Yeah, it could all be a dream. Kuda? I'm sorry for this, but what are you doing? You feel real, undeniably alive. Yeah, why wouldn't I? And where am I? How and when did I get here? Okay, I'll tell you what I know. The place seems like a penal colony. Penal colony? Why was I exiled to one? What crime could I have possibly committed? Don't worry, you're not guilty. You're like a witness summoned for the trial of this girl's sin. Without even asking me, huh? And what's all this talk about her sin? Shameful sin. That means you can go home now. You've forgiven her. I can go back from this weird world to my own? I can go home? Okay, then the girl and I... That's impossible. You forgave her. Now you're a free man for the time being, but that's all. She's a sinful woman. Sinful? Why? So, what can I do? Is there something I can do about her sin? For that, she'll need to go on a journey of purification. You must travel the world to wash away the sins of light of this girl, rather. What's that? Some kind of pilgrimage? In such a dangerous place? I need you to be a little more specific. That's all I know. So you're not like some sort of guide? I too was called into this world as her chaperone. Also as a kind of link that connects her to this world. The will of this world that flows into me is only related to this girl. A what? What are you talking about, pupper? Dogs are not even supposed to say complicated stuff like that. You're not even supposed to talk anyway. What's going on? Being summoned. Summoned by who, exactly? By this world itself, I suppose. By the necessity of this world. Okay, whatever, I get it. I'll go too. Oh, are you sure, Kuda? We used to pretend we were adventurers. We used to do some dangerous things. It's kind of a continuation of that. Oh yeah, kinda like that. I'm glad he remembers that. So where should we go? There's no rush. The building right in front of me is like a management office at the entrance to the world. Let's ask the keeper to guide us. I wonder if this really is the management office. Probably is. I guess we have to go and see. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, I'm kinda glad you're here. What was that? Heh. What happened? Well, let's go inside. Yes. Go into that building? Really? I see. Cool. I'm lost. Appears to be locked. Or fish, you know, there's a giant fish there. You can't really pass through it. Alright. We definitely gotta do some ass slapping, but. There's vermin trapped in a cage. The vermin flee, the sound of gnawing echoes somewhere. I'll melt you into a slime, slime talk. Damn, she's fully motivated now. Okay. Got it. Destroy slimes in one shot. Lead to the upper floor? I don't know if we should keep going. What are we gonna do then? Do we go back to the foggy forest? No. What I'm trying to say is that we have to proceed very carefully. Come. Hey, what was that? See, I'm sure it's some kind of trap. Come. I heard it again. Yeah, something to think about. Yeah, let the dog do the recon first. No, the office is up there. What? What's this? Sniff. Something smells good. It's coming from up there. What if it's a trap? Let's check it out. Nah, now that I think about it, I'm kind of hungry. What about you, Kuda? Me? Not really. I have good stuff to sell. I'll give you a special deal. Which one do you like? Pick one. +3. Makes sense, right? This feels like an RPG for people that haven't, like, played a lot of them. It seems like it's kind of... I don't know. At least at this point, it feels like it's toned down a little bit. But it definitely has that wizardry vibe. What the heck is that? I'm really kind of glad they brought this one over because I do like these wizardry type games. There was a wizardry on the PS2 that a friend of mine absolutely loved playing. And I thought it was a really fun game as well. I couldn't get very far in it though. But this one, a little different. I'm trapped in a cage. There should be a locked door. Hold on. Yep, the fish is blocking the door. I have to find another vermin. Come. Good. Play that game. Oh! I can hit that turtle. Dogs like rock shot. Defeat that thing! What do you want me to do? Yoken, Sky Yoken, Cloud Yoken. Those are my favorites. It's a tuna. Yo, can I eat you? I'll eat you. The cat. Ooh. Beat it. It's turd, so hold on. Found some more vermin. Bird's kind of easy to beat, though. Not that one. That one. Still locked, even though there's no vermin there, or there's no fish. Alright, I think we're gonna quit here. Shows you enough of the game, right? It's only like $17 on DL's site. Hentai Labyrinth. It's in English, don't worry about it. It says there's play DRM, but I didn't have any DRM on my game, so you should have no problem. You just get an account there, they give you all kinds of coupons. It's a Japanese site, guys. And, DL site, of course, they host the Hentai Expo, so they're pretty fucking cool people. And this is a game that Alisoft put out especially for them, and I think it's worth it. It's fun. Do you like wizardry? I do. There's also another game. They did two of them. More modern takes on wizardry. Something about a dungeon. But anyway, those games. Yeah, and this looks cool because it's like a dream world. It kind of reminds me of LSD if it was wizardry. I think it's really fun, and I definitely recommend the game. It definitely has that Alisoft charm. Might be a little bit of a budget game, but it's fun. You'll enjoy it. I mean, isn't that the point? At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grimm's Hentai Games Corner and Hentai Labyrinth, and we'll see you next time for more great games.